Om Agena Kamilam Dasya Jana Jana Salakaya Chaksu Samilitan Jain Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapanatikam. I wanted to read a quotation that I read prior to the Varsana retreat, a quotation from Srila Prabhupada. I found this very helpful, especially in the beginning of a retreat, to remind us of what our focus should be, because this time to be all together with nothing else to do except chant Krishna's names, to hear about Krishna, and to be prayerfully connected to Vrindavan, especially to Giriraj Govardhan, is very rare, because usually our lives are so busy with hecticness and running here and there and busyness of one sort or another. And it's hard to, and I find myself also trying to clear the list of all the things that I have to do so I can finally do what I really have to do, what is the most important thing for me. But there are so many layers of things that I have to do. And I find that my list of what I have to do before I get to do what I really have to do just keeps increasing and increasing and increasing, no matter how many checks and objects I tick off. So this time that we have before us now, concentrated 7 days, is very rare that we should consider that I have nothing else to do except to chant, to hear, to become closer to Krishna. This is the purpose of our gathering together under the merciful shelter of Giriraj Govardhan. Now, Prabhupada will speak about this and give us some practical ideas on how to do this in this very short quotation. He says here, chant Hare Krishna mantra. It is very easy. At least 16 rounds, and follow the regulative principles, and pray to Krishna to help you. Don't forget that part, to pray to Krishna to help you. Because no matter how much we try on our own, and our own attempts are necessary, but they will be insufficient. They will prove to be insufficient. We should try our best and then pray to Krishna to help us. Hare Krishna, the chanting of Krishna's names, is Krishna personally. So if you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, you associate with Krishna. And if you associate with fire, you become warm. Similarly, if you associate with Krishna, then you become gradually Krishnaized. And when you are perfect, just like you put one iron rod into the fire, it becomes warm, warmer, warmer, and at last it becomes red hot. At that time, the iron rod is fire because it has acquired the quality of fire, although it is an iron rod. So, the process is to remain with the fire. And that, in one short sentence, is what our mission here is, to remain with the fire, regardless of how iron-like our consciousness is. Iron is a very base metal. No matter how base and iron-like our consciousness is, if we can keep it in the fire of chanting Krishna's names, of being here with the Krishna Katha that talks about Krishna, and realizing that at this special time we have nothing else to do, and making that conscious attempt to talk about Krishna, to think about Krishna, to chant Krishna's names, if we can fill our time here with those simple Krishna conscious activities which are not different from Krishna, then we will become red hot, and then we will attract some mercy from Krishna. The process is very simple, Prabhupada says. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's all. 24 hours. Kirtaniya Sada Hari. This is not my words, Prabhupada says. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have to associate with kirtan. The reading is also kirtan. And the chanting on beads, that is also kirtan. There is no difference. So make your life in such a way. So that is our mission stated concisely by Srila Prabhupada for our time here. Make your life during these days in such a way that you are always associated with the processes, the Sarup Siddha processes of bhakti, such as chanting and hearing about Krishna, remembering Krishna, praying to Krishna, so that constantly, as much as we practically can, constantly we are in touch with Krishna, and our consciousness will become warmer and warmer and warmer until it is red hot of the quality of Krishna. But in another sense, we don't have to worry about too much that I won't be able to do this fully. We should try our best because we have special friends here to help us. We have one friend is the process of hearing about Krishna, that our schedule is meant to feed us through our ears so much very interesting Krishna katha that Krishna willing will capture our minds. So the Krishna katha coming from the mouths of the devotees and the chanting of Krishna's names coming from the mouths of the devotees, they are our special friends. But also, we have the special friend of Giriraj here to help us. Giriraj is so kind and so merciful. And somehow or another, he has such a soothing effect on the consciousness. Soothing and uplifting effect on the consciousness. And all day long, especially on days like Ekadasi and the Amavasya days, the full moon days, and also the Purnima, that so many people walk around Giriraj, and they all have so many desires, and they're chanting, "Oh, Giriraj, Bolo, Giriraj, Maharaj, Ki Jai," just like that, but louder. Let's practice once, now that we... Bolo, Giriraj, Maharaj, Ki Jai! You'll be surprised at how loud your chanting will come by the end of this time and how heart-filled it will come. But all the devotees, we see them, they're walking around Giriraj, around and around, in groups or alone, sadhus, grandmothers, grandchildren, everyone, and they're filled with different kinds of desires. And they're all feeling so much satisfaction from this association with Giriraj Govardhan. So please, come to Giriraj and tell him everything, but ask him, we have many parts of us within each of us, but ask him for the best part of us, the best desires that we have. And he will make the heart in such a soothed consciousness. He will fill all the empty parts of our heart. So we are so fortunate because we are sitting here in the presence of our special friend, Giriraj Govardhan. So take advantage of it. So in that sense, We can work and work and do so much to try to keep in the process, but this special friend will help us. Please ask him for help.
I also, in addition to reading those words of Prabhupada, I also wanted to read the words of Srila Rupa Goswami in his description of the Govardhan pastime. Because as Jagatvini Mataji was saying, there is Giriraj, and then there is our vision of Giriraj. There is the dust of Vrindavan, and then there is our capacity to appreciate the jewel-like dust of Vrindavan. But great devotees like Srila Rupa Goswami, their capacity and their vision is quite different from mine. Here's an untitled prayer to Govardhana Dhara, to Krishna, who has lifted Govardhan Hill. Yes, please. May the king of Braja, who when Indra covered the sun with clouds and sent great rains, making a tumultuous sound of jam jam with the playing of thunder. May that king of Braja, who protected his relatives by lifting a great hill, may he break apart all of your fears. O Lord, who by speaking with great logic stopped the Indra Jagya, who is very attached to worshipping the Brahmanas and very attached to worshipping Govardhan Hill, who convinced the cowherd men in a moment, who at once began to worship Giriraj Govardhan, who along with the gopi girls speaking words of praise and dressed in splendid garments and crowns of flower petals, please see the pictures that Srila Rupa Goswami is painting with his words. And also along with the Gopa boys, who are loudly speaking many prayers, they showered flowers upon the hill. And then he, our Lord Krishna, assumed a form as large as a mountain, and he ate the offered foodstuffs, who pleased the gopis by fulfilling all their desires, who decorated the hill's peaks with many flags, and he pleased the hill by circumambulating it. Who, because the Indra Jagya was stopped, the king of Swaga, Indra, filled the horizons with thundering clouds, showering rain to destroy all of Braja. Then you saw the Nanda Maharaj and the other gopis distressed with the constant rain and broken with fear, and the cows, your cows, were cold and they were frightened. And then, impelled by the love of your friends and melting with compassion, with your left hand, to everyone's astonishment, like a playful regal elephant, you casually lifted and continued to hold Govardhan Hill, that great regal mountain that licks the sky. Who said, O mother, why are you unhappy when your son is noble and generous? Friends, why should you be unhappy when your son, he said to Mother Yashoda, is so noble and generous? Oh, friends! The rain was falling, the thunder and lightning were causing trouble. And Krishna said, friends, your troubles are over. Have no doubt within your hearts. These troubles are over. Don't be afraid. I have now made this hill into a great house. Don't take this rain seriously. Laugh at Indra and enter beneath Giriraj.
And then
Krishna was again and again glorified by the gopis, as with lotus faces. Their faces were glowing with transcendental happiness. They breathed a sigh of relief, and they entered the palace-like cavity below the hill. And then Sri Radha said, "Vishakha, how is it that your friend is now holding the great heavy mountain on his delicate five fingers when I see him in this way? My mind splits with anxiety." "O lotus-eyed one," she said, "how is it that at this time, when the directions are darkened with terrible thundering clouds and garlanded with hurricane winds, my lover does not feel tired by lifting this great hill, which has just eaten so many offerings of food and has had so many tall peaks that touch the sky? In Vraja, are there not many powerful gopa men, their bodies hard with muscles? O noble lady, why should that heavy, shaking hill be held by someone as delicate as a host of rose petals?" "O Father Govardhan," the Brijbasis, they call him Baba. "O Father Govardhan, I pray to you, please become as light as a big Kadamba flower, so that he will not be tired as he holds you in his hand. O auspicious one, I bow down and offer my respectful obeisance to you as I pray. O sincere and noble friend, please now gaze at Murari's face, splendid with a smile at the edge of his moving locks of hair, with glistening cheeks and the dancing of glittering eyes, and who is deeply in love with all of us, who became like an intoxicated, loudly humming black bee, drinking from the flowering vine of Radha's voice, this honey of Radha's words, which was sweeter than the flood of the sweet fragrance of the purest love, who is worshipped by the waves of beautiful Radha's restless, sidelong glances." As she spoke these words, she looked at him out of the corner of her eye. And then Mother Yasoda said, looking at Krishna holding the hill, "How can my boy Mukunda hold up this heavy king of hills when his stomach has been so thin with hunger? O king of Braja, Nandamaraj, you must by force force him to eat. Put the sweetened yogurt within his mouth. O Nilambara Balaram, I am pained now that your younger brother is holding up this great burden. Show your strength. Help him. Lend him a hand." Who, hearing these affectionate words from his mother, and then glancing at her, by casually shifting the hill to the tip of his little finger and holding it with great bravado, he pacified the worried gopis, who then said, "How did this seven-year-old boy, who still plays in the dust, who practically has his mother's milk in his throat, how does he get the power to lift for so long this hill, Giriraj, who is heavier than Mount Kailash? Because he holds it on the tip of his finger with such casual playfulness, we do not fear that the hill will fall. The hill in his hand is like the earth at the end of the trunk of the regal elephants that hold up all the directions. On the moon of whose face King Nanda and the gopas, who had completely given up eating, who were all full of transcendental love, gazed
with the great stars of their wide open eyes just looking at Krishna. They gave up sleeping for 7 nights. Who mocked Indra's terrible, lightning-filled, sun-eclipsing, ferociously thundering clouds propelled by hurricane winds and garlanded with rainbows. Yes. Who said, Krishna said, the great rains, who drove away the false pride of blinded with the mud of ego, rain-sending Indra, who restored prosperity to Braja, who shows no limit in punishing the wicked, who then said, the great rains, the hurricane winds making the sound of Janja, the lightning, the terrible garlands of clouds have now all gone. The sun peacefully now shines in the sky. O heroes flooded with bliss, now you may all go outside. Who, after speaking these words, made your kinsmen go out, who placed the great hill exactly where it was before, and whom the beautiful gopis showered with yogurt, with milk, with grains, with sprouts. O handsome Lord Govinda, please repeat. O handsome Lord Govinda,
O handsome Lord Govinda,
please look in your mind's eye at the most beautiful form of Govinda. O handsome Lord Govinda,
O handsome Lord Govinda,
we happily bow down to offer our respects to you.
Please be kind to us.
And give us just a drop of the pure love that completely eclipses the moon of non-devotional philosophy. Completely eclipses the moon of non-devotional philosophy. O Lord, who by strongly lifted in Govardhan Hill, humbled Indra, who shook his thunderbolt and sent many terrible clouds. O Lord, who with your transcendental form eclipses the splendor of a swarm of black beads, delighted by palace roofs decorated with blue lotus petals. O Lord Govinda, O bliss of Nanda's house, I offer my respectful obeisances to you.
Bolo Giriraj Dharan ki.
Jai.